This is the MegaCon Experience, a collection of sermons from our global conference held in Benin City, Nigeria. We hope you're blessed by these messages.
If you are ready to continue to hear about purpose, can you give God a shout? Hallelujah! Amen. So we're going to continue now. Please help me make welcome our bishop, our father in the faith. Help me please make welcome Bishop David Oyedepo as he continues with us this afternoon.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Get ready for something else! Get ready!
Hallelujah!
Get ready!
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
That was a fantastic presentation by the choir.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a big hand one more time for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, thank you again for the opportunity to bring your word to your precious people today. Bless us again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Hallelujah.
Again, focusing on Christ to discover. Purpose and fulfillment. In our discovered purpose lies our fulfillment. Faith is it that calleth thee, who also will do it. So when God calls, he gets into it himself. And when God is at work, the result is always marvelous. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our sight. That's what makes walking in divine purpose such empowering and fulfilling. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Not that Paul did, God did. When one finds his place in God's agenda, he has committed God's hand to keep working. And when God is at work, the result is always marvelous. The book of Psalm 118 and verse 23, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faith is it that calls you, who also will do it. So our fulfillment in life as believers lies in working in God's purpose for our lives. Again, no one will miss his steps in walking in God's purpose in the name of Jesus. But only those who ask questions are entitled to answers. Nobody goes about from house to house. Do you have any question? No. Only those who ask questions are entitled to answers. He said, woe unto them that go down to Egypt and will not ask counsel of me. They won't ask whether it's me is asking them to go or not. So they keep just swimming against the tide. It's important to know that our Heavenly Father is ever open to instruct, to correct, to reprove, if we ask him. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. There are things he will tell us directly. There are things we need to ask. This is what I'm thinking, Lord. Is it according to your plan for my life? Is it what I should be doing now? It's very important. But the journey becomes easy when we give God this place. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things, including finding my purpose for your life, shall be added to you. Seek ye first." I call that the jackpot of life. That's where I believe my life took on real meaning. I caught that word 1976. I was 22 years young. And I was reading the book, The Man God Uses, by Oswald J. Smith. And I don't know what happened. Light just struck from heaven. I can't tell what page he wrote about it, but light just struck from heaven. I couldn't recover from it. Seek ye first, God said to me. I say, Rema behind every written word. And all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. I never heard from a man. It's not written in that book. Because behind every statement of God, of scriptures, is the voice of God. He says, seek ye out of the book of the law and read. None of these shall fail, neither shall anyone admit. For my mouth it has spoken it, and my spirit it has gathered them. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. So behind every statement of scripture is the voice of God. Behind every statement of scripture is the voice of God. That was where I met God. That was where God met me. That was where God opened up my destiny. And all these things that others are dying to get, he keeps on unveiling his plan to you one after the other when that condition is met. Not seek ye first. First. Let me and my kingdom become your priority for living. And all these things shall be added to you. All these things. All of them. Not some of them. Not most of them. All of them. It got a hold of me that I entered into a covenant with it. My wife and I were in caution. I made her to sign it for us to continue. She signed it literally. I have the raw paper. I have the printed paper. She had to sign it September 12, 1976. And that became my simple lifestyle. I can't get out of it. I can't get out of it. Crusade from village to village, kingdom of God. I can't get out of it. So I've never lacked since the day I entered that covenant. I have never begged and I've never borrowed. And God forbid that I steal. There wasn't anything to steal. There wasn't anything to steal. So I was willing to go 140 kilometers for a follow-up. 170 kilometers, sorry. We were going to go for that follow-up and there was no cash on hand. And I said, the fuller name is that rare cattle from Sokoto to Lagos are not born again. They have only human life. I have eternal life. What's the problem? Amen. And I charged the young man and I said, we're going. Then somebody knocked and brought a seed. I wasn't too happy. I wanted to walk with Jesus. That's how deadly the passion for him was. That's how deadly. Now, we are still on the streets. Up to now. We've had 22,000 people came into church first time this year through my outreach team, including two fools that were about to commit suicide, and Jesus met them and recovered them and restored their destiny. So, seek ye first. Can I tell you something? I went on a follow-up when the vision was handed over to me. Two of my friends, I couldn't hear from them. One of them was my convert, the other one was a Christian friend. They were married and I couldn't hear anything from them. Were they having some troubles? Were they going through some stress? Let me go and check them out. So I drove, got to the fourth place. Everything was fine. Okay, I'm going to the second place. Pray with them. They say, can you eat? No, I can't eat. I'm on a mission. Went to second place and I had a way on weekend. You know, in those days there were no telephone. There was nothing. So a way on weekend. And the Lord said to me, he spoke through me, all things work together to the advantage of them that love the Lord. Immediately the Lord said, seek a quiet place. I want to talk to you. That's where the mandate was delivered. In pursuit of God, I encountered his purpose. In pursuit of God and his kingdom, I encountered his purpose. The devil ministered to me and said, I'll make sure you fall by fornication. I said, Satan, you lie. I said, God, if I dare it, smite me with leprosy. Smite me with leprosy. We are not joking here. Who wants to be a leper? Smite me with leprosy. It was a total sellout. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. Jesus, have your way. It's amazing. There is no man under heaven, no woman, who will make God and his kingdom his priority for living, who will struggle to assess his purpose. No. Peter gave Jesus his boat and he found purpose. Yes, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. He abandoned everything. It was too real. And see, Peter is still speaking today. We don't know the name of other fishermen, but Peter said. He found purpose in pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom. Anybody, anywhere, young or old, we find purpose without stress. When I start reading out dates, times, and places, people are amazed. They are encounters. Paul can't forget the encounter on the way to Damascus. He doesn't even have to write that in a book. They are genuine encounters. From this place onward, you won't lack access to real life encounters. Amen. There are some fellows here that are come back with issues. But God is saying, I have this jackpot for you. Make seeking me and this of my kingdom your priority. Leave the remaining to me. I'll take care of it. Amen. All these things shall be added to you. All these things shall be added to you. All these things shall be added to you. Seeking God first and the interest of his kingdom. Seeking God first and the interest of his kingdom qualifies you unhindered access to purpose. No one here will miss his place. No one here will miss his place. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. Let's get spiritual about everything in life. It doesn't bring you down, it lifts you up. Before I had any bank account in my life, I genuinely desired, God, if you ever bless me, I want to be building you churches. Before I had the first bank account in my life, building you churches. The first thing I ever embarked upon, my wife and I, was a chapel. We didn't own a house, and we built a chapel for Jesus. That can't stop. It's on and on and on and on and on and on and on. All these things shall be added to you. Young people have a lot of dreams. Very few have any kingdom dream whatsoever. They are just balloon dreams of what they want to become. What dream of the kingdom do you really have? Without conception, there cannot be delivery. You can't conceive a kingdom dream and not end up in a boom. You can't conceive a genuine kingdom dream and not end up in a boom. You can't see God's work going on without any feeling and expect to enjoy his fullness. No. Somebody once asked me, what's your ambition? I said, ambition? I want to hear from Jesus when I get to heaven. Well done, faithful servant. You want to become something? No, I've never tried to become anything. I've never had it in my mind that I'm going to become something. No, become what? Whatever it makes me. I've told God, whatever you cannot do, let it remain undone. I don't need it. Wherever you can't take me to, let me never get there. Whatever you can't give me, may I never have it. I have banked with Jesus as the center of my life. You can't do that and miss purpose. He will constantly open up chapters to you one after another. One after another. Mama, when the Lord gave us the license for Covenant University, I shut the door in the hotel while others were enjoying and celebrating God. Say, Jesus, if this is not your thing, tell me. I will tear this paper now. I heard him direct. It is I. Otherwise, we'll never start forever. What am I looking for? Nothing. Nothing. Before we build Faith Tabernacle, I've asked them to look for farmers in the church that we will allocate the land to before we are ready. Because there is nothing you want to do. We were not ready for anything. So get farmers in church, let's allocate the land to them. When we are ready, we ask them to go. And then he gave the order. I'm dedicating it next year. 12 months only. No budget. He did it. Wanting to be something can be very tough. Let him lead you to your next phase. You won't struggle, you won't sweat. Let him lead you to your next phase. Let him lead you to your next phase. It will be heat-free flight. Heat-free flight. Heat-free flight. I never confessed we build this church. No. He said he will. So let's partner with him. Let's go ahead. And he will tell me we need 80 million. I say, go ahead. No service. We need 40 million tomorrow. Go ahead. Before they arrived there, it has happened. He has brought it because he commanded it. Allow God to lead you. Your future is brighter than you imagined, but let him be the one to lead you there. He said, thus said the Lord to his anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I've holding. I'm the one leading him to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will cut in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give to him the hidden riches of darkness, even the riches of secret places, because I'm the one holding him by the hand and leading him face by face by face by face. By face, by face, by face. You won't miss God. You will not miss God. We were in a place outside the country and we labored for 6 years and nothing was happening. And I said, Jesus, why is nothing happening out there? He said, I'm not there. 6 years of fruitless labor. And I said, you are not there. So I ordered the missionaries, return now. God just told me it's not there. When it was time to invade that nation, today we have about 200 churches there. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. He never leads backward. He always leads forward. Allow God to lead you. No gate can stop you when God is leading you. No gate can stop you when God is leading you. No gate can stop you when God is leading you. No gate can stop you when God is leading you. I can tell you this. After I gave a go-ahead for the university, he now taught me step by step the way to go. Step by steps. I was literally taking dictations. You know, I'm the Lord that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. When God leads, he supplies the light. to walk the path. Jesus. When God leads, he supplies the light to walk the path. When God leads, he supplies the path, the light to walk the path. When God leads, he supplies the light to walk the path. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. He shows you the world to engage with in running with it. He shows you and then it makes a difference. Allow God to lead the way. It will be stress-free. It will be sweatless. Yet, undeniable proofs. Now watch. God gave us this vision of building a sanctuary. And then we had what it took to start. And I said, Lord Jesus, waiting for a marching order, silence. 12 months, marching order, silence. Then he said, talk no more to me on this matter. God said to me, speak no more to me on this matter. Wow. Until I speak to you if I need to. Wow. Clean, clear. And I told them, I said, God told me not to speak to him on this matter again. I'm not asking him. But he has reserved some funds for it. Don't touch it. I don't know when he will speak. I don't know what he will say to do with it. But don't touch it. And then he came one day on his own. Was it not you I told that this is my place of appearance and you are carrying the project to that place? I would not have gone there with you. He just corrected my wrong head. I just saw light striking from heaven. And then he took off. Stress-free, pain-free, believing-free. You are not believing that is coming to happen. My God. By waiting, there is no shame to them that wait on him. By waiting. Somebody must marry by all means, so he's gotten the wrong person and he goes along. And then wreck a whole destiny for nothing. Life, by waiting on, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything required to make the journey great and fulfilling. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So every good thing follow those who follow God. Every good thing. Can I say this? God's ultimate is the promised land, but it will take us little by little, step by step into our promised land. Little by little, step by step into our promised land. Allow him to lead you. He knows better than you and I. He knows the end from the beginning. We can't run this race on our own. We don't know what tomorrow holds. He knows everything about tomorrow. He knows everything about your tomorrow and about my tomorrow. But the key to this realm is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see souls and just celebrate God for bringing them into the kingdom. You see them establishing the faith and telling the stories of their terrible past. And now God has changed them. Your joy comes alive. That's life. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And all that is a choice. Seek ye first. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. It all begins with a choice. Having made the discovery, make a choice to pursue it. I lay before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. You have the right to choose. You can make your choice. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. So I chose on that September 12, 1976, to make God my reason for living and the enter of his kingdom the center of my life. And he gave me grace, having made that choice, to pursue it. I have not had one day of regret. It's 45 years now. One day of regret. One of my lecturers was very furious one time. He said, David, you want to be a student? Be a student. I said, excuse me, sir. I'm a full-time Christian and a part-time student. You know the meaning? Full-time Christian, part-time student. 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 Can I tell you one funny thing? We never had opportunity for a honeymoon in my marriage. Got married on Saturday, had meetings on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and those days there were no offerings for meetings. So it's not money motivation. It's motivation to see souls saved. To see souls saved. Now, the first month went, the second month went. And my wife said, when are we going for honeymoon? I said, which one do you choose? 3 days honeymoon, 1 week honeymoon, or a lifetime honeymoon? She said, lifetime honeymoon. That's what they're enjoying today. Stress-free family life. For souls. For souls. For not that I was married before and I had an experience. No, for souls. For souls. Couldn't. We were in a place sometimes in Canada and somebody saw, we were walking around the hotel and then we had no meeting that evening. And on this glaze, something he saw, a ring. He said, Brother David, do you like this? I said, never. He said, but I like it. I fed for him. I said, this thing can build 3 rural churches. What is it? And then I put it in my finger. God forbid. This will build 3 rural, because I saw the price. If they don't price it, if what they wrote there is the cost. No, it will build 3 rural churches. So I will be running churches in my hand. I can't. Glory to God. I can't be running churches in my hand. Now, I want you to laugh. You know why I wear white? It's the cheapest thing to wear. Amen. I'm sorry, Bishop Hansen, but I'm telling them the truth. White suits are the cheapest. Or you don't know? Try it. Amen. Praise God. I used to crack joke with a fellow. I said, you see my dress? The whole thing, how much does it cost? Because I have the permanent white up and down that I wear. You know, it's permanent. If I don't change, you can't know. Because if it fades, it will fade to white. If it fades, white can't fade to black. It can only fade to white. And so you can't tell whether it's fading or not. Praise God. Well, when God's kingdom fills your heart, life becomes so fulfilling, so enriching, so empowering. You are going places. You are going places. And the important thing of this is, this timetable is kept by God. Yes, sir. Our times are in his hand. Yes. And so not to miss his timing, just give him his place. He will keep rolling them out according to his timing. He makes all things beautiful in his time. All things beautiful in his time. He said, oh Lord, my times are in thy hand, oh God. So we can't hit those timings without a heart for God. When you have a heart for God, it begins to open up the time after each other, opening it chapter after chapter, chapter after chapter. So we were told, the Lord said to me, now build 5,000 churches. 5,000 churches? We have never seen that in my life. And then like a joke, 5,082 churches in 1 year. God, how did you do this? You know what it means to rent 5,000 facilities? 5,000 houses? No. When it's time, it makes it beautiful. And I said, now, thank God, let's now work towards establishing these churches. He said, now, plant 10,000 churches this year. And then lockdown came. My beloved?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I said, God, maybe you are not aware that lockdown is coming, but let us inform you that it's a lockdown around the world, not only here, all over the world. I say, if God said it, let's keep running. Before we woke up to know it, 10,404 churches in 1 year, 2020. Because it was his timing. He makes all things beautiful in his time. No matter the barriers, he clears them. Now, woke up this year and he said, now, double the number of home sales. And we had quite some thousands. Double the number of, where will you get the homes from, sir? Amen. In the days of lockdown and people are scared of everything. But we are close to now to 16,000 new home sales this year. See, because when he tells you what to do, he shows you how to go about it. He shows you how to go about it. He shows you how to go about it. He makes all things beautiful in his time. That's why you must be men and women of the Spirit to catch what God is saying per time. So you don't miss his timing and run into trouble. You don't miss his timing and be struggling on your own. This thing works. This thing works. And it works by his timing, by his instructions, by his rebukes, by his corrections. Sir, if you are not ready for his correction, you are not accounting for his direction. If you are not ready, that's why he said, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. People won't get at his direction because God knows they are not ready for correction. They have made up their mind where they are going and what they are going to do. So why waste your word talking to them? Leave them to them. Leave them to themselves. Correction. Correction. Somebody's tone is changing. Psalm 25 and verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Watch the life of Moses. He was very meek above all the people on the face of the earth. Numbers 12:3. And you hear God say, and the Lord said to Moses, and the Lord said to Moses, and the Lord said to Moses, step by step, step by step, step by step. No mistake. He was just getting it right. Just getting it right. Speak to the rock. He was just getting it right. Stretch your rod. We're just getting right. Step by step. It was very meek, above all the people on the face of the earth. I have no personal agenda, but it's agenda. Go, I go. Stop, I stop. Turn, I turn. Have you lost your mind? I'm sorry, sir. That's the way to enjoy walking in the center of his plan and purpose for your life. Again, I pray that each one of us will leave this convention with a renewed commitment to stay spiritual, to remain men and women of the Spirit, to be sensitive to divine signals and hit divine timing and enjoy the beauty of God's timeliness in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when you see anything working in anyone's life, in anyone's business, check it. It must be working in the center of God's purpose. It's doing the business it's directed to. It's engaging in the thing it's asked to do. And he has God at the center of his heart in whatever he does. God at the center of his heart in whatever he does. God at the center. Sir, if God give me $50 billion today, he has no problem to where we distribute it. He doesn't have any problem. Has no problem. I don't know how you feel, but I don't have one single plot to myself in Ogun State. Apart from where we lived in Gawan Estate, I have no one plot in Lagos. But I'm blessed. I see lives transformed. I see folks sent to school. I see them come out, graduate. I mean, they're in thousands, sir. They're in thousands. I met a young lady, is a practicing lawyer. I met her on a site. And I said, hey, young lady, why are you not in school? No sponsor. From secondary school, we took her out. And then went to school, read law, went to law school, came out. Has been practicing for 10 years. I saw her for the first time after 10 years, yet it was getting all her payments as due. Those are the houses I'm building. And I'm enjoying my life, journey. Praise God. I'm enjoying my life, journey. This thing works any day, any time, anywhere.
Amen.
Wake up, be part of the Jesus end time ministry. Like the one we're hearing on the pathfinders. Awesome time. See brutalized life. Innocent people just having their own way, and then you capture them. It's not war time. So they become war prisoners. Carry them to the wrong country, and they began to torment them, buffet them. I mean, my spirit was grieved. I want them cursed. How dare you? Turn people to pig, you know. Well, that's why we're here. To be part of the solution. In the name of Jesus. My counsel. Don't miss God's timing or you miss the beauty of living. It makes all things beautiful in His time. All things beautiful in His time. All things beautiful. When the Lord called me, I went up to pray and asked the Lord, is it time to go? And at a point I heard angelic song, so baritonic. Be in time. I was sobbing. It was a flag off. It was not a guesswork. I was ushered in to the assignment. I knew when it happened. Now, what do I need to go? I was asking questions one by one. One of the first questions is that, who pays me? Because to beg, I'm ashamed. I'm not used to it. To steal, I cannot. And then after 2 weeks, don't hurry God. Amen. Don't hurry God. Don't put words in His mouth. Don't force Him to say yes. He said, after these things, He appointed 70 others also. He said, you are on my appointment. I am responsible for your going. You're on my payroll if you will stay on your job. So I got my invisible employment letter. I've never asked any man what to eat since he brought me in. Ask God questions, then you'll be entitled to answers. Ask God questions, He will answer you lavishly. Ask God sincere questions. I don't know who to go to. I don't know who to ask for anything, but who pays me? Simple question. You have called me and you say it's time to go. Now who pays me? And then I saw my employer, the Lord of the harvest Himself. Stay on your duty and you remain on my payroll. So I stay on my duty. And I remain on his payroll. And you know, we are laborers. It's daily pay. So if you like, walk away. You miss your pay for all the time you walk away. When you walk back, you resume again. If they allow you to come back. To pray kingdom and hearing prayer on daily basis. Lord, bless everyone coming to this service tomorrow. Lord, visit us like never before in the service tomorrow. Grant utterance to our pastor. Touch his tongue with fire. Let his word bring conviction to sinners. And bring solutions to people's needs. Amen. You pray that, Lord, let every unsafe soul that come to church today be converted. Reach out to them, rescue them. You are just praying. Lord, establish the new converts that we have in this church. Lord, establish them to the end. You are involved with God. So I have gone on several prayer expeditions in my life. On the mountain, in the valley, just by choice. Not that somebody prophesied to me. But I love to be free when I'm talking to God. Now, I now try to recount how many expeditions I've had. I have not seen one where I went to say, oh God, give me a house. Not once, sir. And I wasn't born at this age. I was born as a child. But not once that I went to the field and I said, oh Lord, all my colleagues are building houses. Go buy me a car. I've never asked. So I never pray for a plane, sir. Never in my life. I never confessed it. I never planned for it. If God asked me when I'm going to get the plan, I said, God, leave that alone. Leave that out. It's not part of the consideration. My friend, He opens these things up one chapter after another when it becomes the center of your life. the center of your very life. You will still build houses. You will give houses out. Yes. You build house and give many houses out. Yes, sir. The house you are living in will not be your last house. It will still be you another one. Your children will build you better ones. Your grandchildren will do you better ones. So why hurry? Allow him to take you step by step. This journey can be sweet and fulfilling. And I can tell you this, for these few years that I've met Jesus, I've not had the first regret following him. Not the first regret following him. Not the first regret, because I'm not faking it. His grace is helping me to do the little I know to do to please him, to please him, to please God, to please God when it becomes your yearning. Life will keep opening to you in grand styles. You won't struggle for survival. You'll be making men live. Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
And the good news is, it's open to all. This lifestyle is open to all. I lay before all of you life and death. Choose life and you shall live. Every single church of Christ, it's a place to be and serve him with all that is within you. When I go out for outreach, you know what I say to them, and some of my sons are here, I say, now that you are born again, ensure you locate a living church. Someone is here today, you are in Canada tomorrow, you are here today in Europe tomorrow, find a living church and connect to power to keep the battery of your salvation charged, so your light does not become darkness. Simple. Wherever you find yourself, we'll meet in heaven tomorrow. Don't stop following him. It's not a church growth craze. It's a kingdom populating craze. You want the kingdom of God populated, so it's not about you don't come to a church then. Okay, it's one of the many churches. This is a great church. Now, there are many, many churches of Christ in Nigeria that are preaching the truth of the gospel. Yes. My friend, nothing. Somebody said to me, what of people cannot come over to Canaan land when we're moving out of Lagos? I said, then they can go to any other church around. But God said, that is where to go. Why don't you open this place? He said, no, don't open this place. Go to that place alone. It was a test of faith. A test of faith. He built that place by himself and he said, we should shut it down. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. Don't adjust his instructions. It's like changing an exam question. You know what it means to change an exam question? Wow. Eh? You say, I don't know this one. Let me rewrite the question. You now write your own. Yes. Only you will mark it. Amen. When they ask you to answer five questions out of eight, and you answer one, you say you are waiting for the result. You have seen the result. There's no point waiting. So when they ask you, say, is the result? I'll say, the result was out before I came out of the room. I got the result. Because if you get that one, it's only 20%. Is there any school where 20% is a pass mark?
No.
His leadings may appear foolish, but it is a gateway to the fullness of his blessings. How can you have a building of that structure and say, shut it down? Only God can say that. You say, but you hate ways. You know, are you the one who taught me or I taught you? Shut it down. Amen. In no time, everybody found their way there, sir. In no time. Allow him to lead you. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. Allow him to lead you. Allow God to lead you, and you'll be smiling all your way. You know what happens as I conclude? If you let me lead you, God is saying, only goodness and mercy is permitted to be following you. All the days of your life, not most days, all the days. That's the pleasure in it. That's the fulfillment in it. All the days of your life, you will let me lead you. 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 Ma, the Lord told me, don't step out of this country until I tell you to. It's 4 years. 4 years. Benin Republic is 2 hours, 30 minutes from my house. 2 hours, 30 minutes to get to my hotel there, because I've been there before. Don't step out of this country, period. He didn't say by road or by air. Don't step out. So I keep my feet inside. Awesome happiness. Maybe he wants to tell me something that might jump me up and down, will not let me hear it. Stay here. Stay here. Stay here. And I can tell you, imagine. If anybody told me in a dream that you build, you know, 10,000 churches in a year, I say, no, that would take long planning, long-term planning. He paid every bill. There was no one damn debt. Sir. Not one damn debt. There are things he wants to tell you. He wants to get you somewhere, if I can tell you. Seek a quiet place. I want to talk to you. Very simple. And then for 18 hours, I was before him. With broad daylight vision from heaven. You won't miss God. We are concluding this convention by the end of it. You are graduating from here as a man and a woman of the Spirit. Who will key into God's instructions per second, per second. Amen. Who will be so sure that it's God speaking to them. And that will be your portion. Amen. The good news is, everyone that's a part of this ministry, you are on a good ground. You know, whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Every vision from God is indestructible. The hand of God that began it remains at work till the end of it. Till the end of time. End of time. End of time. Till the end of time. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The moment we don't own it and we allow the owner to own it, no devil can stop it. He purchased it with his own blood. Even if you shed your blood, he can't buy it because it's stained blood. Your blood and my blood is stained. He knew no sin. We were only forgiving our sins. Can I hear your amen? So even if I die on the cross now, it won't make a difference. I can't buy the church. It requires a sinless blood as price. Now, I have forgiven blood. I don't have sinless blood. You don't have sinless blood. We are born of sin. Jesus knew no sin. And that's the price required to purchase the church, which he has purchased with his own blood. The only blood qualified to purchase it. When I heard Ruth speaking, I said, no, that's it. That's it. Don't sit over the church. Let the owner sit over it. And watch, I will keep on moving the church from glory to glory. That's what has been helping us in this place. Jesus owns this church. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
The reason that you are giving is that he's blessing you in return for your giving. The reason you keep giving is that you don't want to miss the blessing from coming. The reason you are a part of making this church go forward is because you are going forward as you are doing it.
Amen.
And you never stop going forward in your life. That's what happens. I can't stop following Jesus because he has been decorating my life at every level. No stress, no strain. So where am I going? Can you sell court to me now? Courtism? I belong to a higher court. I know you talk about that in town. I belong to a higher court. You know why he's wearing white? He's in the court. Yes. You know, Daniel was head of all the magicians and astrologers. It's a higher court, the court of Jesus. We are raised together with him and made together with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. You will never suffer any satanic oppression again because you belong there, far above. You belong there, far above. You belong there, far above. The things you used to fear, we start fearing you from now. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord Jesus the biggest hand of praise. How many want to say with me, I love you, Jesus? For everything, there's a time and a season. And it makes all things beautiful in its time. It makes all things beautiful in its time. No one will miss the beauty of salvation again. It makes all things beautiful in its time. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and ask God for grace to remain in the center of his will all through life. Ask God for grace to remain in the center of his will all through life. Ask God for grace to make seeking God and of his kingdom your priority for living. Make that choice, if you like, enter into a covenant or renew your covenant with it. Grace. To make God and the entry of his kingdom my reason for living are the saving. Grace to operate in that realm consistently all through life are the saving. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You can't love God without knowing. You can't love a thing without knowing that you love it. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? He said, I love you. Now prove it by going after my lambs. Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Oh, yes, Lord, I love you. Go after my sheep. And the sheep is not only in church. Other sheep have I that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. So they are there. Do you love me? That is the capital proof of our love for God. An untiring passion for souls. Untiring what? Passion for souls. Untiring passion for souls is a capital proof of our love for God. And you don't have to be a pastor. Man. Just be a child of the Most High God. With a heart for God. You can't have a heart for God and not make strange marks on the earth. You can't have a heart for God. David, a man after my own heart, 10 times more than others. You are going somewhere. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What? Things that are in store for them that love him. No one ever loves God at a loss. Lift up your two hands and ask God for a heart for him. Lord, I choose to love you. Empower my love for you to that tireless realm. Empower my love for you into next levels. Empower my love for you into next levels. Empower my love for you into next levels. Empower my love for you into next level. To love you above all else, including myself. 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 Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and walk into that realm in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and walk into that realm in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and walk into that realm in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and walk into that realm in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. It takes love to make anybody else first in your life before yourself. It takes love. And I call you no more friend, no more servant, but friend, because if Servant does not know what his master does, but I've called you friends, because all that I've heard of my father, I've made known to you. When you become his friend, he naturally unveils his plan to you. You don't have to struggle to get at it. He said, can I do such a thing here without telling Abraham? No, Abraham, come. I want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham interceded for them, my God. Abraham was his friend. He led them step by step into that generational realm of blessing. He will lead you too. He will lead you too. I'd like you to please put your right hand on your chest as I pray this prayer. Lord, I pray for new passion. For you and your kingdom in the hearts of all of us. Lord, let new fire for you and your kingdom start burning in our souls. Let passion for souls become like fire shot up in our bones. Lord, I pray that you make serving you a delight to every one of us gathered here today. I pray that today marks the end of uncertainties in the life of your people. I pray that no one misses the timing of heaven for your agenda for his life. In the name of Jesus, let today mark the end of uncertainties in the life of everyone. Lord, the meekness required to ask the right way to go, let it be granted to every one of us. Let today be a day to be much remembered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone here will testify. Your next level of enlargement will be clearly dictated to you. The next step of action will be clearly revealed to you. No one's destiny here will suffer stagnation anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Lord, thank you again for this convention. And thank you for what you have been doing through all of the ministries that have been coming in here. Thank you for the ministers that will minister at the end of this time. Lord, till the end of this convention, let your fire keep burning on this altar. Let everyone that is a part of this ministry have a story to tell. Let each one refocus their lives on you. And let no one here miss heaven. Every trap of sin is declared broken. Every siege of darkness is declared over. And thank you for this. In the name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Thank you for listening to the MegaCon Experience. Connect with us on social media at CGMI Global on Facebook and Instagram.